Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning.
Morning, Alice. Now, let's dive into today's top story. Chancellor Rachel Reeves is facing some pushback over potential plans to reintroduce investor visas, right?
That's right. Some of Britain's leading anti-corruption groups have warned that bringing back these so-called golden visas could essentially roll out the red carpet to kleptocrats, criminals, and spies.
I see. So the idea is to attract investors to strategic sectors like AI, clean energy, and life sciences.
Exactly. The government is considering this as a partial replacement for a previous scheme that required £1 million and later £2 million investments to secure residency. That was scrapped in 2022 after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
And the anti-corruption groups are saying this could pose serious security risks.
Yes, they argue that past experience shows these schemes are misguided, offer minimal economic benefits, and actually expose the UK to acute national security risks.
That's a strong warning. But I wonder, are there other immigration schemes that the government is expanding instead?
Indeed, the plans for investor visas are separate from the recent spending review, which includes expanding the high potential individual visa, the global talent visa, and the innovator founder visa.
So there's still some interest in reviving the golden visa idea among Labour ministers, despite the backlash.
Right, some Labour ministers are still keen, but one government official admits the plan has already hit some roadblocks, and the Treasury hasn't commented yet.
But there's a lawyer, Matt Ingham, who actually thinks this is a good idea.
Yes, he argues it would make the UK more attractive to high net worth individuals and help prevent the current outflow to countries with better tax and immigration policies.
But the anti-corruption groups are pushing back on that claim, right?
They definitely are. They say the claims about economic benefits are unfounded and based on flawed research. They also point out there's little evidence of a mass exodus of millionaires from the UK.
That's an interesting point. And what about the Migration Advisory Committee's findings?
In 2014, the advisory committee found that while applicants benefited significantly, it was less clear if UK residents actually saw any benefits.
So there's some uncertainty there. And the Home Office review mentioned security and economic challenges with these investment-based immigration routes.
Exactly, and even Australia scrapped its golden visa program in 2022 after finding it delivered poor economic outcomes.
So Alice, it seems like the debate is really about balancing economic opportunity with national security and corruption risks. What's your take?
I think it's a tough one. On one hand, attracting investment in strategic sectors could boost growth, but on the other, the risks of welcoming individuals with dubious backgrounds are real. It's a complex issue, and the government will need to tread carefully.
And that's the story so far. Alice, shall we move on to the next item?
Of course, Lewis, let's talk about